This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few moments at least out of your busy day to study with us from the sacred will of God, the Bible. We've been studying for several days now about the fact that God calls man in various ways. He calls us two different things. He calls us to obey Him. He calls us to believe in Him. He calls us to obedience. He calls us to obey His one plan. He calls us to be baptized. Some of these matters that I have mentioned we have a choice about, and some we do not. For instance, we do not have the choice about our lives. We were plunged into life without any choice at all about it. All the other things I've mentioned so far, we do have choice. But last time I was discussing about the fact that God calls us to become members of the church. You know, in the Old Testament, the Bible makes clear that God was promising to build a church. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, we can see that the church was a part of the eternal plan of God. It wasn't something God thought up just on the spur of a moment after somebody rejected the kingdom, because the kingdom and the church are one and the same thing. But the Bible teaches that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and all nations shall flow into it. The house of God is the church of God. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And so the church was seen in the Old Testament. It is important in God's scheme of things. We studied last time in quite some detail to see that reconciliation unto God is in the one body, and the one body is the church. Now, if reconciliation is in the one body, and the one body is the church, and there is one body, as Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, then it's clear that there is no reconciliation unto God outside the church. You are not saved first and then later on join the church, as many preachers tell us. The same acts of obedience which bring us into Christ bring us into the church. The same acts of obedience which bring us into remission of sin bring us into the church. So that when you cross the line into Christ, you cross it into the church. When you cross the line into remission of sins, you cross it into the church. There is simply no such thing as being born again, becoming a child of God, and not being a member of God's family. It's actually an accusation of God of being guilty of adultery to say that He has children who are not members of His family, when His family is His house, and His house is the church. Now notice further, we cannot be saved apart from the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin, Hebrews 10:4. The blood of Christ and only the blood of Christ can forgive our sins, Ephesians 1:7, Romans 8, verses 1 through 5, and Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. But what went in, or with what was purchased with the blood of Christ? We find the answer to that, the Bible answer, not according to some human creed or catechism. Just open your Bible and read with me from Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Where Paul is speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus. He says to them, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which He purchased with His own blood." Notice the church is purchased with the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ isn't anybody's personal Savior in the sense that He saves anyone apart from His body. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 25, that He is the Savior of the body. Now, it is true we must personally hear the gospel, personally believe it, personally obey it, personally being baptized into Christ. But He is not our personal Savior in the sense that denominational preachers use the phrase to mean that one is saved by simply trusting Jesus out here somewhere all by himself without being baptized into the body of Christ. God offers salvation to everybody, but as a matter of fact, He will save only the obedient, and that means the obedient who are baptized into the body of Christ, about which you read in the New Testament. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of God's calls to man.